Hey, it's Tony and Melissa. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast.
Here are some of the best parts from today's show. Hope you'll subscribe, share, and like us.
Sometimes ordinary people do amazing things. Community Inspiration with Tony and Melissa in the morning. WICC 600.
All right, our Community Inspiration today features Nina, and she's the owner of Seaside Nutrition in Milford. Welcome to the show, Nina. How are you today?
Hi, I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
We are all
nervous.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't be nervous. You're amongst friends. It's going to be just fine. Don't worry about
awesome.
A thing. But Nina, for anyone who hasn't heard of Seaside Nutrition, what is your Shake Shack all about, or your Shake Shop, I should say? What is that all about?
Yeah.
And tell us where your locations are.
Sure thing. So I am located at 50 Naugatuck Avenue in Milford, Connecticut, right by Walnut Beach, a great area down by the beach there by the water. So what Seaside Nutrition is, it's a healthy hangout. We provide healthy shakes and teas, energizing teas, and meal replacement protein shakes. We also have amazing protein snacks and also protein coffee as well. So we have a lot to offer to everybody in the community to keep the community healthy.
Yeah, I'm actually there, Tony, once or twice a week.
He's there all the time.
It's one of my favorite places. Nina, only because I always go to Milford. Where are your other locations? I can never remember.
Yeah, so we do have other locations across in Connecticut. So we do have Next Level in Fairfield. Then we also do have another location, which is our sister store in Milford, called Beachside Nutrition. We have a location in Monroe called Lakeside, a location in Woodbridge, Connecticut called Rise and Grind. Then we also have Infinite Nutrition in North Haven. Then we also have a Bliss Nutrition in Meriden as well. Then we also have Wildside Nutrition in Stratford, Connecticut as well. So the best part is that you can get these healthy shakes in any part of these communities as well.
Okay. And how is COVID-19, how has this outbreak impacted your business?
It's definitely been a little different. We've had to make some changes, you know, to make sure we keep the community healthy. So we do have a wonderful takeout window that people are able to come and do curbside service or come and grab their shake. They pay before they come in. They pay, you know, they can do Venmo, or they can also just like pay at the window or pay over the phone. It's definitely been a little bit different. I will say it has impacted the community in a really positive way. At least for me, the city of Milford has been extremely, extremely, extremely supportive, still coming down, supporting local business. You know, it's definitely a hard time, but we're definitely getting through it. And having the community be behind you has been one of the most amazing things.
Yeah. And one of the things that I wanted to feature with Seaside Nutrition that I was really impressed with, Nina, is right now, like you just said, restaurants and many other businesses are struggling right now, and every penny really counts. But what I think is amazing about Seaside is you're doing what's called a pay it forward. You're doing kind of a movement at Seaside, which I think is incredible. Tell us what you're doing and how you're helping local hospitals.
Yes, so this has been absolutely amazing. This whole pay it forward project has been absolutely amazing. So our sister store, Beachside, had the idea, Maria actually, that we want to start at least doing donations to like local hospitals. You know, I was supposed to start off just kind of something nice, something small, you know, see who wants to donate so we can give back to everybody. And then over at our other sister store, Next Level in Fairfield, people in Fairfield started giving really, really fast. Megan was able to make like a big donation down to the local hospitals and the local areas down in Fairfield. And then right from there, trickled on. So Seaside has been very fortunate, as I was saying, is that Milford's been such a strong community that what we have been doing is we've been going to local hospitals and even hospitals that aren't even in our area. Like I went to Danbury Hospital the other night to bring shakes and teas. We've been to Waterbury. We've been our other locations. We've been to Milford, obviously. We've also been to our local Stop and Shops. We're just really trying to go across the board and help everybody who's on the front line. We've gone to the police department in Milford. We've been to the police department in Fairfield, also in Norwalk as well. So it's not just our local areas. We're trying to make this huge across Connecticut, that the Pay It Forward project is really becoming a movement. Like, it means so much that all these communities want to help everybody who are on the front lines and are out there every single day trying to make this place a healthier place and get people back to where we need to be.
I love that.
Nina is here. She's owner of Seaside Nutrition in Milford. We also found out that you're showing appreciation to other workers during the year, like teachers getting discounts on Tuesdays. That's amazing. Tell us about that.
Yes, awesome. So we do Teacher Tuesday at Seaside Nutrition. So one thing, like I said, we love to give back to is to the community. And the teachers in our community, even especially right now, you know, a lot of them doing this homeschooling from school, doing these Zooms on the computer to make sure our kids are, you know, getting the education they need, helping the parents out while they're home, helping their kids. We want to show our appreciation. So when you come down to Seaside on Tuesday, teachers do get specials and they get deals on our awesome shakes and teas. So they are able to come down and we're able to show our appreciation. I mean, we just love to appreciate everybody in our community, like on the day to day. I mean, there's so many people doing so many amazing things out there. And this is such an amazing, healthy place that we're really here to try to make the community a healthier place.
Absolutely.
So we want to get out there to everybody because it's really that important to us.
Yeah, and
it's
really
fun too. It's a fun spot.
It is a fun spot. And Nina, only because we're running out of time, if people want to get involved with Pay It Forward or anything like that, can you give us some of the details? Where can people find you again and how can people get involved?
Yes, absolutely. So the Pay It Forward project for me, all you would have to do is Venmo me at Manuela, MANUELA-NINA. You can Venmo any amount that you'd like to help out the local community. And if you're not in the Milford area, you can definitely get connected with any of our other sister stores in your local community, and they will tell you how to get involved as well. As I said, we're trying to make this a movement more than just a project.
Nina, we thank you so much for taking a few minutes. Keep up the good work. Keep up your positive attitude. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Let's take a moment and speak with our good friend, Greg Dancho. And, of course, Greg is from the Beardsley Zoo. Greg, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. How are you? Hope everybody's healthy.
Yeah, we're doing okay over here. You know, we're practicing social distancing. And Melissa and I don't even look at each other.
Yeah, I didn't even know you were in the room until you started talking.
There you go.
There is a silver lining in this whole thing, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. I, on your end, the COVID-19, the pandemic, that's had a positive impact on the environment and the animals. Can you explain that to us?
Well, it's a scientific thing that we're looking at. I would call it silver lining because nobody really wanted to have to see this. But if you're looking at science and you're looking at research and things that a thing like this has happened and you can actually measure how it impacts the planet, the measurable impact on the planet right now is, you know, it's positive because not many people are driving. Not many people are, the planes are not flying as much in the air. So our CO2 emissions have been dramatically cut back. And you could really even see that if you're out and about, you know, just getting out of the house, take a car ride. You can go by Long Island Sound and take a look at across the sound to Long Island. And you could visually see that it's much clearer. And you could see the sound. You could see Long Island very, very well, even on not even on the days that normally you would see it. You could see there's no orange pale pall over Long Island as the cars are driving down the LIE, because that is something you could see just by visual. So, but yet by carbon emissions being dropped, our planet is really gotten a chance to take a deep breath. And so that's positive for our planet. We don't want to have to see that, but again, this is something by this happening, we can actually measure that the CO2 emissions are going down. We also see some of the animals that people have a tendency of crowding out of areas are moving into those areas more. There's examples of sea turtles now coming up on the beaches in India because India has now had a complete ban. And so people are coming out of the sea turtles that normally couldn't find a place to nest on the beach have now places to go because there's nobody there. So that could help the turtle population as the nesting could be much better this year. Some of the areas around here, such as the piping plovers that are on our beaches around our area, may not have as much people walking around to see them. So there would be a little less, they have a little more privacy, so to speak, and that may be helpful. Now, again, we don't really want to see this because of the toll that's taking on us. But again, it's interesting to see that the planet, and I think this is where it's interesting to me, is that you can see how the planet can rebound very quickly in the environment when some of the pressures that we put upon it are taken away.
Yeah, I was going to just say, Greg, I had two things I wanted to talk about that you were just discussing. First of all, I found it astonishing when I think one of the first things that kind of came to mind was maybe a month ago when Italy started releasing photos of Venice and the waters being crystal clear because there aren't any boats going in and out of there. And right. I thought to myself, okay, so the pandemic really kind of started globally, we're saying around December or January, and in a matter of really only a couple of months, it's like a completely different world, which I think is astonishing to me that it's changed so quickly. So that's the first thing I wanted to know, you know, is it really that simple that you take away kind of, human nature to impact, you know, regular nature. But then I think the other thing I wanted to ask about was just in regards to, do you think when things go back to normal, you know, by seeing how beautiful things have become and animals being able to kind of reclaim their habitat, do you think we'll kind of change things? Do you think this will change people maybe wanting to carpool more or maybe not wanting to have 5 or 6 boat rides an hour? You know what I'm saying? Like, are we going to pull back or go right back into full throttle? Let's kill the earth a little bit.
Well, that's an interesting conundrum, isn't it? I think on the first part, I think, again, the capacity for nature to heal itself, the capacity for our environment to rebound very quickly, again, is something we can see by this happening. And I think it's a good thing. However, you know, it's going to take people to decide, you know, again, as we move forward in this, how are we going to look at this? Is this a positive that people could look at and say, look, the environment was able, and nature was able to take a deep breath? Like, as we've said, it's given us a chance to see that the planet can have the long lasting effects that we thought were there can be mitigated a bit. Is that something that we will embrace? That's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be how long this is going to take. I think human nature, we're going to try to run back as fast as we can back to the way we were. And so we could, you know, again, push back on any kind of advances that was into the environment really quickly. So I think it's going to have to be people having to make a culture change a little bit. We've seen, I've noticed in the newspaper articles that bicycle stores have been doing great business for people getting, because they want to get out and they want to move around. So getting on bicycles, which is something we've been trying to do for years, to get people on bikes to go back and forth to work and to have a bike to work day, which unfortunately has been canceled this year. But getting people to get out of their car and ride the bicycle, not necessarily carpool. I think that's going to be a little bit of a difficult stretch now with the social distancing that we're doing. I'm hoping that people will be able to get back together, because that is our nature, to get back together. But I'm thinking that we may be a little, this may be spreading us far, a little far apart. But again, if things of just riding your bicycle to work, which I'm going to do in a few minutes, ride my bike to work, is something I think everybody can do in a small portion, and that could help, you know, the long term.
Mm-hmm. Greg, we are rapidly running out of time. Is there anything going on? I know the zoo is closed these days, but is there anything going on the internet that people still can enjoy when it comes to the beers in the zoo?
Yeah. We go on our Facebook page and our website. What we're doing is 3 times a week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we're doing Your Zoo to You. We're doing at 2 o'clock, doing a little bit of a vignette about some of the inner things that people don't really see at the zoo, something a little bit behind the scenes. I get to do one once a week, and my staff does the others. We're also doing distance learning for schools that are interested in getting a little more information about the zoo and as part of their in-house teachings. So again, check us out on our website and on our Facebook page. And we want to keep everybody, again, safe. Let's get through this thing, and we hope to see you at the zoo soon.
All right. Absolutely, Greg. We're all keeping our fingers crossed, not just for you, but for every business that has been shut down because of COVID-19.
Exactly.
But we'll be back soon. You guys will be back soon, I promise you. Greg Nancho, Beardsley Zoo, thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so very much.
All
right. Stay healthy.
You got it. You too. All right. Good morning. It's Tony and Melissa in the morning. And joining us here this morning is Helen Lohman, and she's president and CEO of Keep America Beautiful. How are you, Helen? It's nice to speak with you again. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great this morning. Nice to talk to you.
Yes. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You know, a lot of people are using gloves when they go out and shop. What are you finding with littering since this pandemic took effect? Are people still following the rules?
Well, unfortunately, no. I'll tell you a story. I have a dog who still has to be walked. And I was out last week and with my dog and just began to notice that litter has sort of changed its look. And it seems like there's a lot of folks throwing their plastic gloves out on the ground and a lot of, you know, the wipes that you see. I saw a lot of those. And so, you know, we want everybody to be really safe and really careful right now. But more importantly, we really want you to put that litter, put that trash in the trash can, and not throw it on the ground, because it's going to end up in our waterways and in our oceans, and we want to prevent that.
Yeah, and it's probably just a horrible kind of trickle effect from there. But I do have a question, Helen, about that, because I know a lot of the times when people are throwing their gloves, let me just make it clear, I'm definitely not condoning it, because I too have seen them, and it's terrible. But I know a lot of people are very worried about spreading the virus in their cars. If they're going grocery shopping, taking the gloves off as soon as they're done. You know, this probably sounds very amateur to ask, but what should people do if they're worried about spreading the virus? You know, what should they do with their gloves and everything before they get in the car and they go?
Yeah, absolutely. A great question. You know, most grocery stores have trash cans in front of the grocery store. And so that's a perfect place to put them, in that trash can before you get in the car. I even have a little, plastic bag in my car where I'm, you know, immediately putting that kind of waste.
I like that.
So yeah, anything like that. And then just take a wipe and, wipe off your door handle, wipe off your steering wheel. And then, but be sure that those gloves, the masks, and then that wipe also goes into that plastic bag, which should end up in the trash.
Okay. We're talking with Helen Lohman, and she's president and CEO of Keep America Beautiful. I've got a question about recycling. You know, if you have someone who tested positive for the virus, what should they do about recycling bottles in their bins?
Yeah, great question. So if you have somebody in your home that's tested positive, or that's even showing some of the symptoms that might possibly be sick, we are suggesting and recommending that you not recycle at that time. We don't want to put folks picking up our trash in danger in any way. And so while you have somebody who might be sick in your home, please place all trash in a plastic bag, seal it up, and put it in your trash container. And that includes, you know, everything, cleaning supplies, paper towels, any PPE, any tissues, any wipes during that time period. Now, normally I would be promoting recycling, because it's what we really want folks to do. But in this case, if there's anyone in your home that might be sick, please do not put our workers in danger.
Absolutely. We're talking about nonprofits obviously being impacted terribly, Helen. I know that, I'm sure, since this pandemic hit as well. We've had a number of restaurants. We've had some other nonprofits come on. This has been pretty awful for what they've gone through. For you guys personally, what has the outbreak meant for your organization? Have you had to cancel events, see a dip in donations, anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. All of the above. We, unfortunately, our largest event of the year is called the Great American Cleanup. It happens in the spring. And generally, we have about 20,000 community-based cleanup events that happen across the United States. That entire event was canceled for the time being. We're hoping, fingers crossed, we might be able to reschedule it later in the year. So we'll see about that. There's, you know, a variety of things we've even recommended right now, that folks not pick up litter individually while they're out on their walks because of the danger it might present to them. You know, COVID-19, according to research, can live on, you know, paper and cardboard and plastic for an extended period of time. And so we really want people to stay safe. And So despite the fact that normally I would say, please recycle, please pick up litter right now, I just want people to stay safe. And so we're recommending that they wait for that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely, Helen. Absolutely. Some good advice there. Helen, if people want more information, what can they do?
Well, please go to our website. It's kab.org and sign up for our newsletter. You know, right now we're trying to get out information, tips about how to do the right thing for the environment during this period of time. And we'll be coming out with some new programming in the future that's going to be online and virtual. That's going to be coming up really soon. So sign up for our newsletter, and we'll continue to let folks know at kab.org what's happening.
Thank you very much, Helen Lohman, President and CEO of Keep America Beautiful. Thank you so very, very much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.